friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie Gracie, the super smart tortoise. Say hi, Gracie.
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today as we explore the Amazon River. The Amazon River is in the northern part of the Amazon rainforest. This river is on the South American continent.
Most of the Amazon River is in Brazil, but it also flows through Colombia, Peru, and Venezuela. It empties into the Atlantic Ocean. Can you believe it used to flow in the opposite direction and go into the Pacific Ocean? But that was a super long time ago, like 145 million years ago.
Yes, that was a long time ago. The Amazon is a very large river. It's over 4,000 miles long and has hundreds of rivers and streams that flow into it. It's the second longest river in the world, after the Nile River, and has the most fresh water of any river in the world.
I can't wait to see it. Can you believe this? In 2007, a man named Martin Strell swam the entire length of the Amazon River. He swam up to 10 hours every day for 66 days. That's over 2 months. I don't think I would want to do that. There are dangerous things in that river, like the pararucu fish. This scary fish is 9 feet long, and it has teeth on the roof of its mouth and on its tongue. That would scare me. I am staying away from them.
Not to worry, Jasmine. There are safe places to swim. But why don't we cruise down the Amazon River? No swimming required.
All aboard and ready to sail. Wait a minute. This isn't the Amazon River. It's the Rio Negro, or Black River.
That's right. We will start by sailing down one of the rivers that flows into the Amazon, Rio Negro.
Okay, as long as I get to see the Amazon. Check out this water, Gracie. It looks black. How come?
Well, Jasmine, the dark water is caused by leaves and other plants falling into the water. The tannins, or chemicals in the plants, wash into the water. Tannins are what gives tea its color.
Jinkies! So the River Negro is like a big cup of tea. I don't think I'll drink it, though.
Excellent choice. But you could swim in it.
I could, but maybe next time. Gracie, look at the water now. Part of it is black and the other part is tan. Why is that?
We're at the place called the Meeting of the Waters, where the Rio Negro meets the Amazon River. The Amazon water has a yellow color because of the silt or dirt that's washed into it. The water of the Amazon is also cooler than the Rio Negro. Because the waters of these two rivers are so different, they don't mix.
That is so cool! Now that it's getting dark, we're going to go and look for caiman or those alligators. I am definitely just looking.
I agree, but I am excited to see a caiman up close, but not too close.
Gracie, the guide is shining his flashlight all around in the dark water. I think I see eyes shining. The guide has scooped him out. Oh, it's a baby caiman. Even baby caiman are not that cute. It's trying to bite him. Ouch! Be careful.
Not to worry, Jasmine. He put him back. These black caiman can grow up to 20 feet long and are the largest predators in the river.
Caimans are not the only dangerous creatures in the water. How about piranhas? These fish have a mouthful of sharp teeth shaped like triangles. Most piranhas are about 8 to 12 inches long. They can be silvery with orange or black. The most famous type is the red-bellied piranha, who has the strongest jaws and the sharpest teeth of all. Piranhas have a reputation of being fierce attackers, but really, they only attack to defend themselves. Because, get this, piranhas are very shy. So, I guess they're just misunderstood.
That's right. The piranha is only dangerous when it's very scared. That ferocious pararecue that you mentioned earlier has a really interesting fact. Jasmine, did you know that this fish can breathe out of water? Their gills are very small, and they can only stay underwater for up to 20 minutes. But it can stay out of water for up to 24 hours.
Wow! I never knew a fish could breathe out of the water. That is amazing! Another weird fish is the wolffish. It grows up to 4 or 5 feet long. It can only breathe in the water, but it has 100 teeth. Because some of those teeth look like the big canine teeth that wolves have, that's why it's called the wolffish.
You're right, Jasmine. There are many weird and wonderful fish here. I must mention the electric eel. It's shocking. The eel has special cells that give off an electrical charge of up to 850 volts. The eels use the electricity to communicate, hunt, and scare off attackers. This extra protection is needed because its green skin has almost no scales.
These are great fish, but before we go back on land, I want to see a pink river dolphin. You know pink is my favorite color.
I was wondering when you would bring that up. We will head out on one last boat cruise to find some. River dolphins only live in freshwater. They're born gray and turn pinker as they get older. Male dolphins are slightly pinker than females.
Really? I think girls should get to be the pinkest. Pink dolphins can grow really big, up to 9 feet long and 400 pounds. They can live up to 30 years and are very smart. And even though they can be very shy, they're curious and like to play with people. Maybe we can go swimming with them.
That would be fun. Their flexible neck allows them to turn their heads 180 degrees. This makes it so much easier for them to avoid tree roots, rocks, and other things while swimming in the water. They often swim upside down so that they can see the bottom of the river better.
Lots of legends are told about these cuties. One is if you go swimming alone, the dolphins may take you away to a magical underwater city. That sounds really fun, as long as you can come back. Look, I see some. So beautiful and pink. Time to get on my bathing suit so we can go swimming. Oh my, they are friendly. This one is bumping my nose.
They are excited to meet us. See how they turn even pinker when they see us? Just like they're blushing. This was the best way to end our tour of the Amazon.
I agree. I need a break before we explore the rainforest. Dolphin jokes for the pink dolphins. How do dolphins make a decision?
They flipper a coin.
That's right. Your turn.
Why did the dolphin cross the road?
I know. To get to the other tide.
Excellent, Jasmine.
My favorite place was swimming with the pink dolphins. What about you, Gracie?
My favorite place was seeing where the Rio Negro and the Amazon River met and how the two colors of the rivers didn't mix. What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right. And come back next time to explore the Amazon rainforest. I have my umbrella. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one.
Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.